some export numbers that were decent for what we see in the marketplace at this point, but there's a lot of other factors that are weighing in heavy. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sue Martin joins us today with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. Let's start out with those export numbers because it really was nice to see some solid activity happening in corn and beans this last week.
Well, there was. Exporters sold out of the U.S. sold 83.7 million bushels, and that's of old crop 25-26 corn in the week ending May 14th. Which was kind of surprised because the largest estimate out there was 63 million. So it really blew right past that. And it also made a 17-week high. So pretty impressive. And then there was also 11.1 million bushels of new crop also sold for 26-27. And so that continues to show or imply that we have very, very good demand for U.S. corn exports, with sales and inspections staying well ahead of schedule to surpass the USDA's all-time high of 3.3 billion bushel export target that they've given us here recently.
So as we look at then the firming dollar that is happening, it's kind of hopefully set up some success maybe coming our way, even though there's a lot of red on the screen today.
Well, there is. You know, another thing that when we look at the corn, you know, it had a rally from, you know, the 461 low and lifted, and we got up to about 469 or so, came back, and we're just trading a little bit lower. But you've got some pretty good pressure, I should say, you know, wheat's down 11 on Chicago and 9 on KC. So I think that's tugging on corn a little bit, and meal is a little bit lower as well. And then you have the beans down 3.25 or so. So a day kind of in red, but, you know, again, you're heading towards, you've got one more day, and then you're heading towards a long weekend. And, you know, you look at planting progress when it's to be reported next Tuesday because of the holiday. It'll be on Tuesday. It's thought that it'll show both beans and corn heading into the final stretch of planting and under decent conditions.
Yeah, and we've had some decent weather. I know many folks are hoping for more rain to come, but for the most part, this Midwest weather is pretty favorable coming up.
It is. And now also next week, we should start turning warmer. And that added heat with, you know, what moisture we can garner here, even through the weekend, that will just be ideal conditions to set that corn into motion and growing. You know, so, you know, right now we've had some moisture in various areas and it's been cooler temps. So it's kind of kept the growth a little bit at bay. But when the heat starts to come in, it's going to have a feel of favorable conditions starting in towards June 1st.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. And this is this cattle complex. You described it very well when you said it's just brutal right now for them.
Oh, it is. It's very brutal. But we have to keep in mind, first off, you have a cattle on feed report due out tomorrow on Friday afternoon, and it's expected to be negative, you know, with your placements at 104.6 on the guess and on feed 101.6, I think. And, you know, in the marketings, like 90.6, it isn't holding a favorable view at all. And so that's weighing on the market and causing some of this fund money to step aside. It'll be, if it comes out that way, it's looking at being the most negative report in probably 18 months. And then you look at June 1st, and we have the limits, trading limits on fats and feeders to expand. And so, you know, when today we have feeder cattle limit down 925 points, but we expand beyond that, and boy, it can dollar up pretty fast. And so, again, I think that's causing some fund money to say, I'm thinking I'm just going to step aside. Another thing we've got, I talked to people who have fats ready for market, weighing 1,500, 1,600, almost 1,700 pounds, asking, should I hang on to them or sell them? And I say, that's like a no-brainer. Sell them. Move them. They're very heavy. They're going to dollar up good. And then you've got a shorter kill week next week with JBS saying they might cut the kill.
All right, we got to talk about the other thing that's been happening, and that's Fort Morgan, Colorado. We've all known for a while that plant has been dark as negotiations. It made headlines yesterday, and it's almost like Chicago panicked.
Well, it is, and you're right. It's been known and talked about, but for some reason, it became the fact that it became into the headlines once again and even maybe more decisive or whatever. I think that, too, caused some liquidation in the funds. Another thing we have to keep in mind is that, say, that one stays closed. What about some others? There are others that may end up closing, too, because they're not making money, and they've been losing money for quite some time. But we are also going in towards the time of the year where you go in through June towards the 4th of July, and you're looking at normally what would be good grilling season and also demand for steaks and what have you because of Father's Day, and then you get into the 4th of July.
Sue, thanks so much for joining us today. It is Sue Martin. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that is a look to the Thursday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.